Welcome to the best of Come Follow Me. If you, like us, love to supplement your study of the doctrines of Christ found in the scriptures with Come Follow Me podcasts, then we hope this channel will be beneficial to you. We have listened to all the podcasts and, as difficult as it is, we will each recommend only one to listen to this week. And if anyone says anything we disagree with, we'll offer counterpoints.
Today, we will have four brief segments. First, an overview. Then we'll each share our podcast highlight for the week. Then podcast counterpoints. And lastly, a new segment, podcast comment of the week.
Ooh.
This week, the scripture curriculum is Mosiah 1 through 3. This includes King Benjamin teaching his children about scripture and the first part of King Benjamin's famous address to his people, including profound teachings about service and the atonement of Jesus Christ.
Now for the highlights.
This week, I was really struck by the Teaching with Power podcast with Ben Wilcox. He provides teaching ideas for religious instructors, and I have frequently incorporated his ideas in teaching Sunday school and primary classes. In speaking about King Benjamin's address regarding indebtedness, he provides an illustration about Christmas cookies. You know, you make cookies for neighbors, but then you get cookies from someone not on your list. And so let's just listen to a bit of what he says.
You grab a cookie from each of the plentiful plates that you've been given by others and put together a mixed plate of cookies from all the ones that you received. And then, who knows, maybe other families out there are doing the same kind of thing. And before you know it, cookies are being passed from house to house.
One thing I really love about Teaching with Power is that he weaves this illustration throughout and really helps liken the scriptures. In a further illustration of our indebtedness to God, he talks about gifts given for Father's Day. With Mother's Day coming up, many can relate to the variety of gifts given to mothers by their children. I really like how Ben Wilcox compares these gifts to our attempts to give back to our Father in heaven. We are forever indebted to him, and he absolutely loves all of our gifts to him as we serve and bless others to the best of our ability.
I chose the Scripture Central podcast with John W. Welch and Lynn Hilton Wilson. They are so good at what I guess I might call detailed scriptural textual analysis. I wanted to share a clip where they discuss Mosiah 2:32, in which King Benjamin warns his people about listing to obey the evil spirit. Here's the clip.
What does list to obey mean?
Well, a ship lists when it leans.
Oh.
It leans to the wrong side, and you want the ship to be evenly loaded, but it doesn't list.
Okay.
It doesn't mean to listen, but when you list to obey, you are beginning to lean gradually toward the evil spirit.
So don't lean toward the evil.
I love this idea of not even leaning toward disobedience. Since hearing this, I've thought about what things I do or don't do that may not be, strictly speaking, disobedience, but do tend in that direction or lean that way.
Mm-hmm. One thing I really loved about the listing and leaning is years ago when I sailed across the Atlantic Ocean, we hit a storm and our ship was listing. We were trying to stand up straight on a ship that was not straight. And so I really loved this analogy that they shared, where in this world, my goodness, there's sometimes it feels like we're listing and trying to stand up straight is challenging, but really leaning toward Jesus Christ is so powerful. And so I really, really loved their analogy there.
Thank you. That's great.
Awesome real world example for that.
You need to listen to the rest of this podcast to better understand King Benjamin's sermon. In my opinion, among other things, they talk about the chiasmic structure of the sermon. In fact, Brother Welch tells us which verse is the very middle. I'm not going to tell you that. I want you to go listen, but that's answered in there. But I do love the part about leaning or listing. And much less importantly, it makes me think of a movie that I love with some parts edited while you are sleeping.
because it looks like he's leaning.
So for mine, first of all, I want to give a huge shout out to Talking Scripture. They did two podcasts this week, and their first one was an excellent overview of the entire book of Mosiah. They talk a lot about how King Benjamin's speech here at the beginning is the preventative medicine or vitamins to what they then call Noah blindness, and then how Alma teaches us that if we fall into that, this is what we can do if we succumb to the Noah blindness. So because of that, I'll just be reading these next few weeks in Mosiah. I'll be reading it differently because I have a better overview and how important King Benjamin's speech is to, say, prevent us from leaning.
Leaning.
Or listing to the devil. For my real highlight.
Wait, you're getting two this week?
I get two this week. Okay. For my real highlight, I loved the episode from Grounded, which is a relatively newer podcast hosted by Barbara Morgan Gardner. And her guest this week was Becky Craven, who was, among other things, a former member of the General Young Women's Presidency. If nothing else, listen to, say, minute 4 through 8 when Sister Craven talks about what it's like to give a general conference talk. It was amazing, and I've never heard anything like that.
Yeah.
I've never heard any description like that before. But if you listen like a little bit further on, there's a snippet that I want to share.
But being in their tents, I mean, they could have left that out.
Yeah, they could.
I think right now our tents are our homes.
Yeah.
And so it just makes this bridge between this time and our time, that here we are in our tents, but we're facing the temple, we're facing our TVs or our radios or whatever it is in order to hear the prophet.
That was an excellent reminder for me on how important it is to bring and gather those I love with me to listen and study the words of the prophet.
I love the way they liken that to modern day. That was beautifully done.
Yeah, they are excellent at that. Okay, now we have some counterpoints.
Many podcasts discussed King Benjamin's teachings in Mosiah 2 about us being unprofitable servants. If we're trying to pay God back, we don't understand God's grace. But one podcast cited the prophet Jacob as an example of that. We, like Jacob, might erroneously be quick to shake our garments to show they're clean and point out how much we've magnified our callings in an effort to earn our way to heaven. Now, as far as I can tell from watching earlier podcasts, this is based on the fact that Jacob often mentions feeling anxiety. And the mention of magnifying callings and shaking garments seems to refer to Jacob 1:19 and or Jacob 2:2. So four quick things I want to say in response. First, anxiety, whether clinically or colloquially, is not a sin. I'm aware of no mapping of personality traits of any kind onto propensity for one sin or another. Reading anxiety this way isn't supported by scriptures and isn't fair. Second, I've always been inspired by Jacob 1:19, where Jacob talks about magnifying their office unto the Lord. And I've only heard it cited positively until now. I mean, frankly, it makes me sad that we even need to address the idea that Jacob is showing off in what he's saying in this verse. Third, it turns out that it's ironic to cite Jacob's desire to have his garments clean of the blood of his people as an instance of Jacob not understanding grace as taught by King Benjamin in Mosiah 2. After all, a few verses after King Benjamin's teaching, King Benjamin twice uses the exact same blood garment metaphor for himself. That's Mosiah 2, 27 and 28. Fourth, and more positively put, there is ample scriptural support that Jacob is an exceptional example of someone who understood and lived the gospel of Jesus Christ. Among other things, we see his powerful teachings in 2 Nephi and Jacob, including 2 Nephi 9 and Jacob 2. We see his faithful and courageous interaction with Sherem and Jacob 7. Keep in mind, this is a man with such unshaken faith that he can command nature and be obeyed by it, as described in Jacob 4:6. In Jacob 7:5, he tells us he had many revelations, had seen angels, and heard the voice of the Lord. And lastly, Nephi tells us in 2 Nephi 11:3 that Jacob had seen Jesus Christ himself. Therefore, rather than demean Jacob as a bad example, I think he would be an excellent person to emulate as we strive to follow Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Anything else you guys would add about that?
No, I love that clarification. Thank you.
Okay. Now we have a comment of the week.
Ooh, can I interrupt?
Yeah.
By the way, we like to do joke of the week, but this week we didn't find any jokes.
Worth sharing.
I didn't hear any at all. Nobody said anything funny in like 20 podcasts. And I guess that's not the point of the podcast.
Right.
But if there's something funny next week, we'll do a joke of the week.
Okay. Okay. But we are starting to get more comments. So this week, our comment of the week comes to us from at El Mexicano Verdadero.
Better than I could say it.
He says, good stuff. You guys should check out 1 Minute Scripture Study.
So I'll say to that, well, thanks for that comment. I've liked everything I've heard from 1 Minute Scripture Study. We haven't mentioned them before just because of timing. We're recording Friday night or Saturday morning, and this podcast, like so many others, doesn't come out till Sunday.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, we can't include them. But if they came out earlier or sent us a beta version early, I'd be happy to listen and highlight them if appropriate.
Right.
So feel free to let us know in the comments your thoughts on this week's podcast. Or let us know if you disagree with us about anything. We are always happy to be corrected. Next week, we will cover Mosiah 4 through 6. We look forward to you joining us again on the Best of Come Follow Me.